Change is inevitable, but transformation is by conscious choice. Heather Ash Amara.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Personality is a funny thing. It changes, it grows, it transforms, it adapts. Today's episode, we're diving into personality types, specifically the Enneagram. You've probably heard of it. Everyone's talking about what's your Enneagram number. Have you figured out your Enneagram yet? Well, today we're going to take the Enneagram and approach it from a strictly oily approach. We'll break down the 9 major Enneagram types and recommend certain essential oils for each type. If you don't know your Enneagram number yet, we have a link below where you can go take a free quiz to figure out what it is, but we also run through an explanation of what the personality types are so you can self-identify a bit as well if you don't have time to take the test right now. I'm Samantha Lee Wright, and today you'll be hearing me interview my friend Meg Ryan, host of the Whimsy and Wellness podcast. But before we get to the interview, as always, allow me to share my favorite essential oil of the week. A big shout out goes to one of my all-time favorite blends, Abundance. It's a blend that to me smells like no other. It's the perfect balance of orange, frankincense, patchouli, clove, ginger, myrrh, cinnamon, and black spruce. It's got a little bit of everything in there. It's got the citrus uplifting scent of orange. It's got the spiciness of the cinnamon and the black spruce and the ginger and the clove. And then it's got that balancing of frankincense and patchouli and myrrh. And it all comes together to make this just delicious perfume. It's one of the essential oils I go to if I just want to smell amazing and put something on quick as a perfume or put something in the air that makes people go, ooh, what is that? But it also has so many amazing emotional benefits as well. Oils like orange and ginger were used by ancient cultures to attract prosperity and magnify joy and peace. It was created specifically with the law of attraction in mind. When you stimulate your aroma, your senses, it can affect your thought process. It can create a frequency or an electrical field or an aura, whatever you want to call it, that can attract things into your life. I love to use this oil when I'm putting a new project out there in the world, or I'm trying to attract more business into my life. It keeps your mind focused on that goal and attracts those kinds of energies into your life. It always helps me refocus and think about abundance in a whole new way. So if you don't yet own this blend, go check it out. One of my absolute favorites. Now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Every week, we love to read a recipe that's been submitted by you, our amazing listeners. And today's recipe comes from Ashley Jackson in Bradford, Pennsylvania. Her recipe is called Pandemic Parenting and Teaching Unwind. To make this, you'll need 3 drops ylang ylang, 2 drops frankincense, and 4 drops lavender. Simply put in a diffuser, add water for a grounding, fruity, and relaxing experience. Thanks so much for your recipe, Ashley. We really appreciate it. Submit your recipe to the dugout by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I'm here with Meg Ryan, no relation, who is the host of the Whimsy and Wellness podcast, where she interviews guests on natural health and wellness, essential oils, motherhood and womanhood, entrepreneurship, and personal growth. She's been using essential oils for 4 years and is beyond passionate about encouraging and empowering women to discover and live in their purpose. Meg, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So what does it mean to be living in purpose?
Yeah. So I used to really struggle with what is my purpose, right? And I think so many people relate to that. We think that we're the only one who doesn't know our purpose sometimes. Like it seems everyone knows but me. And I think that's because it's kind of painted for us, like right in school, that your purpose is what you do. And just kind of along the lines, just growing and all of that, I've learned it's not what you do. It's like who you are and who you want to be. So instead of asking, like, what do I want to do? That is such a hard question. And I don't know. I think there's few people who can find a career that's like, this job is my purpose, right? But like who you are in that job feels more of a, like you're living in your purpose. You're being who you're meant to be, whether that's serving or teaching. So podcasting for you might not feel like, okay, I don't know if podcasting feels like a purpose, but you are empowering and teaching and doing all these things that just feels more of a person. It was like a hard journey to get to that discovery. And so I love now on the flip side, encouraging people to kind of find that and then live in their purpose.
That makes so much sense. And just, yeah, growing up, especially when you said we're kind of ingrained to think about our purpose being what we do. And I can definitely relate to that. I am a very productivity focused person, you know, to the point where if I'm not doing something or producing something, then I feel uncomfortable. Like I don't know how to just settle and do nothing. Like vacations can be hard for me unless they're very action oriented vacations where we're doing an activity a lot, right? So that probably has to do with my personality. Yes. A little bit, which is what the main focus of today's interview is going to be. We are going to be diving into specifically the Enneagram. And if you're not familiar with that, it is a type of personality test, right?
Yeah.
And I think some people might be like, well, what the heck does the Enneagram have to do with essential oils? But trust me, there's a lot of overlap here, and I'm really excited to dive into it with you. So let's start by giving a kind of basic, what is the Enneagram? How is it different than other personality tests, and why should we care?
Yeah, so the Enneagram is a set of 9 distinct personality types. So each number 1 through 9 is denoting to 1 type. So someone could be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or a 9. Ennea means 9, and then gram is obviously a graph. And there actually is, you can Google, if you Google the Enneagram, you're going to see this like weird circle with triangles in it, and you'll be
like, looks like a dysfunctional pie chart.
Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, that's kind of, it's just a personality test or a personality typing with 9 distinct types. What I personally love about the Enneagram is, and what it's like, how it sets apart from other personality tests is it's solely based on motivation, not behavior. So a lot of personality types, we can kind of put on a mask, or we can become these personalities because a lot of them are based on behavior. And the Enneagram is solely based on our motivation and what we're driven by. And we'll get into this a little later, but that's one example why you're really not supposed to type people. Sometimes it's easy to like say, oh, Sam, you're such an 8 or whatever. But that's not great because I'm looking at you and your behavior where you're the only person who knows your motivation. So we should never type other people, even though it's so hard. I'm guilty of it sometimes. And yeah, it's just an incredible growth tool. I think in my opinion, the way that we should be using personality tests are for growth. We can learn more about ourselves and our loved ones, our coworkers, and grow from there. I think it's where personality tests can kind of get dangerous is where we use them as like an excuse, you know, like, oh, I just do that because I'm an extrovert, so I whatever. And if we start using our personality test results as an excuse for behaviors, that's where they can get kind of like, I don't know, not the best. And yeah, where people start to like roll their eyes. Oh, here we go. But they really can be a growth tool, and both for yourself and understanding your loved ones, because we're in our own minds. And so we think everyone thinks like us. And so it's nice to know, oh, my partner or best friend, like they don't do this thing to drive me nuts. That is their personality, right? That's how they're loving me, or that's how they're showing up for me. So it really helps you have compassion for yourself and others.
Yeah. Do you think there's a certain Enneagram number that tends to be more prominent in the essential oil user world and or people who decide, you know what, I'm going to share these oils with the world? I'm just curious if there's some motivational commonality between, you know, most essential oil users or sharers.
Yeah. So we have like, there's definitely the stereotypes of, well, first of all, let me backtrack. There are every type of users. All nine types use the oils, and all nine types can be successful leaders. I think when you, if you were to go to whether it's Young Living or doTERRA or any kind of like essential oil leaders and find like the top of those brands or other brands, whatever, you sometimes will find a pattern of a lot of threes who are the achievers or a lot of sevens who are the entertainer, the enthusiast. And I'm a little apprehensive to share stuff like that simply because I used to almost be discouraged by that. Like, oh, I'm not a three, so I won't be successful. But I also think that certain personality types show up in a different way. So let's say you are a leader within an essential oil community. Maybe you aren't an achiever or an enthusiast, the type seven or the type three. So maybe you're more likely to teach in person or one-on-one because of your personality type, where oftentimes like the sevens and the threes, which if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I promise we'll get to it. Oftentimes those types that are very stereotypical and popular are because they are showing up online and they're in your face almost, not in a bad way, but they're just, you know, very influencer-y.
And what about for the, you know, I'm imagining like the common oil user who loves their oils and they're always using them on other people and on their family and on themselves, and they just have this motivation to heal and help others. Is there a stereotypical Enneagram number for that type of person?
I feel like it's that, you know how there are different oil users that like some oil users could care less how many drops, right? They're just like, I'm just going to make this roller and I don't even care. Like salt and pepper shaker, who cares how many drops? Those are definitely like the sevens, the enthusiasts. Okay.
I have a lot of sevens, so that makes sense.
Yeah. The nine, Haley, the founder of Whimsy and Wellness, she's a nine and she founded Whimsy and Wellness actually because she loved making essential oil DIYs and couldn't find cute bottles. And that's why she founded Whimsy Wellness. And she's an Enneagram 9.
And that's why I have 09.
Yeah. It's so funny. And so then there's the types like type 1. And let's see what else. Like type 5, type 6. Those types stereotypically are definitely like, how many drops? What's the science behind it? Like, how does this actually work or why? So it's very, and then like the two, the helper, they are always making blends for other people and thinking of, you know, they hear of an oil use and think, oh, Sarah, my friend Sarah could use this. So there's definitely, I think there are of like each number is so valued in every single community. There's no bad type. There's no like better or worse type, right? So sometimes people are like, what's the best type to be? And there isn't one, right? They say that, you know, your ideal place is to have a little bit of every type in you. We're always going to be one type dominant, but your healthiest self is to kind of strive to have a little bit of that. So it's common to hear the types, especially if you're new to the Enneagram, and think, maybe I'm this one, maybe I'm that one. What if I'm this one? Because it's almost like this color wheel, like we have all the numbers slightly within us and all of that.
I kind of want to dive into more specifics of the types, and I'm just going to be selfish here and focus on my results because I think it's really fun to hear your perspective, but especially in how we use or share essential oils. I think it's really fascinating. Some of the things you said already have maybe been like, oh yeah, I don't do that at all. And I was really low on that score. So I was very high in four different personalities, like almost equally high in these four. They were 8, 7, 3, and 1. One was a little bit smaller than the others. And then I was, you know, pretty not dominant in 3, 4, 2, 6, and 9 was like kind of halfway point. So for an like 8 seems the most dominant. Tell me a little bit about 8s.
I could definitely see 8. Like I said, we shouldn't like type people because their behaviors can kind of a good example of that, if you're listening to me saying that and thinking like, what does she mean, is sometimes someone can appear super extroverted, right? Like they're so funny and bubbly and all of that. And then you hear them say they're an introvert and you're like, what? You know, you act like such an extrovert. But just because we appear a certain way doesn't mean like on the inside we feel that way. So that's kind of what I mean by that. So I'll go through all 9 types in order, but just for Sam's type 8, where we think she could be, that is the challenger. We recently had a Enneagram training on our team at Whimsy Wellness, and the coach was saying how 8s are like the tenderest heart on the Enneagram. However, they do come across with this like, you know, just really strong. They're called, you know, the challenger. They're powerful and very driven. They do get mistyped as 1s and 3s sometimes. So that's like not surprising that, you know, you had someone in there. And they show up in the world with lots of like expectations, dreams, and ideals. And they're often misunderstood as, you know, kind of harsh or even like mean or something, but it's actually
it can be a little blunt sometimes.
Yes. But deep down, they, like I said, they have the tenderest heart on the Enneagram. They're like some of the greatest friends you could ever have, and they will like bust through walls for you. So, does that feel like, is any of that kind of resonating, or are you
more
like?
Well, I really like kind of the label of challenger too. I feel like a lot of how I've approached using essential oils, talking about essential oils, sharing essential oils have all kind of challenged a little bit of the status quo, you know, a bit. So my upline definitely doesn't know what to do with me. They're like, well, Sam's just going to do her own thing over there.
I love that. That is too good. Yeah, I will dive even deeper into that. Maybe I'll start up at 1. So for people who are listening, I don't jump around too much. And we'll go through
in order. Well, and I'll say first too, because, you know, you do your Enneagram test first, you know, like press pause now and go do your test so that you know what your number is, because then you can listen to the rest of this episode and get so many insights. And I fully agree with you, Meg, like this is all about self-growth, self-improvement. It's understanding more about yourself, because when you understand more about what motivates you, what your habits are, like your personality habits are, then that gives you the power to observe them. And if they're not serving you, be intentional about changing that, you know, not changing your personality, but not letting your personality type control you necessarily. So where can people go and get their Enneagram test taken? Because there's a lot of free sites out there. Are there any that you prefer over 1? And we'll put a link below for everyone looking.
Yeah, I took a test in the very beginning. I do think that's a really great starting point. I think if you just Google like Enneagram test, I'm thinking like the Enneagram Institute might be a good one. But I will say when we take tests, there are subconscious things where we will, oh, yep, that's the answer. And it's almost like a subconscious thing, like maybe our mom always kind of expected us to be this way. And so we're answering tests. So that's kind of where the tests can get tricky, or we're answering it how we think we're supposed to be. So I think it's a really great starting point. But then I think the best way is to read like an overview of all the types and listen to the overview, and you'll slowly start. It's almost easier to pick out which ones you're not, right? Because those will stand out to you like, I do not think like that. I do not. So almost kind of write down like a column of no's, like I am not this number, I'm not that number. And that will help you narrow it down. And then once you come down to like two or three, I really like Your Enneagram Coach website. They have all the Enneagram types and they'll tell you like the core motivation, the core fear, the longings you want to have, and that are not want to have, but your core longings. And then also there's a podcast called The Sleeping at Last podcast. He's a musician and he wrote a song for every type. Your song will make you like weep. It is so good. And he has an Enneagram coach, a certified Enneagram coach, Chris Hertz. I might be saying that wrong. Who really walks it through. And you guys, it's like listening to your own therapy session. You're just like, how did they know that about me? Or and so I think if you're narrowed down to like two or three, listen to the Sleeping at Last podcast on those types, and you'll quickly be able to either like throw out a type or be like, okay, whoa, how do you know this about me?
Yeah. That's cool. I'm going to go do that for sure. That sounds fun. Well, for the remainder of this interview, what we're going to do is you're going to break down the numbers, but oily style. So we're going to keep it oily themed, which is going to be super fun. So you can recommend certain essential oils that might pair well with each personality type too. So let's do it.
Okay. So Enneagram 1 is the idealist or the reformers. Ones are like very principled, disciplined idealists, like I said. They tend to excel at like whatever they put their hand on, right? If you have a 1 in your life, like they are the spreadsheet person. They have everything organized. If you are a mess, they're like, okay, do this, 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 this. We have an Enneagram 1 on our Whimsy team, and I'm constantly going to her like, where is this file in Google Drive? Because I am not a 1. And their superpower is helping the rest of us be excellent too. They fight for a better, more just world. The Enneagram 1, so every type has a core fear, desire, and longing. So their fear is being wrong, bad, evil, inappropriate, that kind of thing. Their desire is to have integrity, to be good, balanced, that kind of thing. And then their core longing is you are good. So these are obviously stereotypes. So you could be a 1 listening to this. And then when I give like the stereotype for how you use oils, if it's not like, that's not me, there are within each type, there's still like an array of different people, right? So but stereotypically, Enneagram 1s are just what I said. They're so orderly, and they probably have their oils like in alphabetical order, I would guess, instead of by color. They might be by color, but some people just have them all jumbled up. And I would guarantee that all Enneagram 1s like have them on their shelf in an order that makes so much sense to their brain.
You know what? This is the perfect example of what you were talking about earlier about like don't take your test results too literally, because when you're talking about the ones needing to be good, like feel like they're good, like that was kind of my childhood. Like I had if you looked at me as a child, you'd probably label me as a 1, because that was my biggest sort of fear or concern. Like I was always really good at school and very organized, but because I was trying to, I think, please other people, it wasn't necessarily a core motivation. So, you know, my test result came up pretty fairly strong on the 1 side. It wasn't the strongest, but much stronger than a lot of the other ones. And if pressed, I'm really good at organizing and putting things together. Like I can do that, because I think in my childhood, I was almost kind of forced to think that that's how I had to behave. But then, like, if you look at my oil shelf, it is so disorganized. And, like, my desk right now is piled high with junk and paperwork and stuff. Like, I think at my core, I am not really very strong in my 1, but my subconscious makes me think I'm supposed to answer questions that way a little bit sometimes, right? So this is, very helpful to kind of hear how that can come into play.
Right. Yeah. It's super interesting. Okay. Oils for type 1s would be like woodsy and earthy smelling oils are perfect, because 1s can often get like stuck and caught up living in their heads. And so they ones especially can use some help and support connecting to their body and their senses. And woodsy and earthy oils are incredibly grounding. I always remember like tree oils, they have roots, so they're grounding. And so ones, if you're having trouble kind of getting out of your head, those are some great types of oils to use to kind of connect you to your senses, your body, all of that. I have two specifics that I recommend. So that's ylang ylang and frankincense. Ylang ylang has been proven to help combat like anxiousness and all of that. So if you want to kind of, it's a great one to diffuse because it can be a superpower to like release your tight grip and control by just focusing and relaxing at the same time. It's also a great one to like put on your forearms and your wrists and just kind of smell the aromas of it. And then frankincense is very similar, but it's especially known for its emotional support. So if you're ever feeling like disconnected from your physical self and you want to feel grounded, frankincense is where to go. I recommend putting it on the bottoms of your feet. And you can remember that by like your feet touch the ground. I want to feel grounded. Let's put frankincense on the bottom of our feet.
Maybe that's why frankincense is my favorite oil. It helps me come to terms with the one inside me that tries to express itself and suppress itself at the same time.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Enneagram 2 is the helper. They're super generous and warm-hearted. Twos need to be needed. The way they show up is by like loving on and serving others. Their inner work is like giving themselves permission to rest and believe in their worth. So if you know a two, you probably know you know a two because they're just the sweetest, always loving on you, always helping. Two's core fear.
And always putting themselves last.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Two's core fear is being rejected and unwanted. Core desire is being appreciated, loved, and wanted. And then their core longing would be you're wanted and loved. So like I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Enneagram 2, how they stereotypically would show up in the oily world would be like making blends for everyone else. Or they get a free oil. Yes, care packages. They get a free oil and they don't keep it for themselves. They use it. Or maybe they get like a bottle of rose and instead of savoring it for themselves, they're making a million rollers to share with the people they love. Okay. Oils, if for twos, if you want to imagine like oils for twos are the ones that you would splurge on. So think of like spa type oils because twos need like that reminder to love and care for yourself. So I know all the twos listening will gasp at this, but I say use rose for yourself. Don't share it. And you're probably thinking, that's so expensive. I can't treat myself to rose. But it will remind you that you are precious and worthy of investing in and taking care of. And it's a great emotional support oil as well. And then lavender is similar in that it has very like spa and relaxation vibes and can help twos refocus on their own like wellness, self-acceptance, and all of that. Okay. Enneagram 3, the achiever. This is also one that you will be like, I definitely know people like this. Threes stand out, I think, to us. So threes are the achievers. Like I said, they are extremely driven. They're stereotypically like the workaholics. You're just, how are you still working? You know, they are just work, work, work. They are similar to ones, but where ones are driven by the desire to be good or right, threes are driven by the desire to be liked and successful. They make incredible role models and they're really healthy when they're like self-aware. Okay, core fear of a three would be being exposed or thought of as incompetent, worthless, failing, or to appear like not successful. And then their core desire is having high status and respect, being admired, successful, and valuable. And their core longing is you are loved for simply being you. So oftentimes this breaks my heart, but threes think they're loved for what they do, not who they are. So that's a great example of what I mentioned earlier is like our loved ones can kind of do or be a certain way that annoys us or drives us a little crazy. But if you think about that, that's kind of sad to think like, oh, they're working so hard because they think what they produce is how they receive love. So it's great to remind the threes in your life that you love them because of who they are, not what they do. Threes show up in the oil world, like I mentioned. They are just bosses, okay? They are probably like slaying the oil business and like probably also the people that once they learn about oils and ditching toxins, they're telling all their friends because they have influence. So they're probably telling people, you got to use this, you got to do that. So oils, I chose Palo Santo and lavender for threes. Palo Santo is related to myrrh and frankincense, and it's believed to have like spiritual cleansing properties. So it can help you reconnect to your inner child and your soul's true longing. This is a great one also to put on the bottoms of your feet or on your like heart and chest, or diffuse it. Well, I just love diffusing. My go-to is always like, just diffuse it. And then lavender can really help threes relax and sleep well at night. Resting is very hard for threes. So any oils like that would be great. The next one is four. Fours are the individualist. They are known to be super creative, in part because they're so in touch with their feelings. They're honest with and about their emotions and tend to be like very self-aware emotionally. But they can be swallowed up by their feelings. Fours are super creative and artistic and unique and all of that. Their core fear would be being inadequate, emotionally cut off, plain. They like being unique. Their core desire, Their core desire is being unique, special, and authentic. And then their core longing is you are seen and loved for exactly who you are. How fours show up in the oil world, I would guess that four, like their favorite oil is an oil you've never heard of, right? Because they love to be unique. So they're like, oh, I love Petagrine or something.
Right.
And you're like, what?
What is that? Or they're like, dill. I love dill essential oil.
Yes. So funny. Oils for fours are bright, citrusy, like invigorating oils because they uplift and ground us. Honestly, this is super interesting, but I follow a bunch of fours on Instagram that use oils, and they are constantly sharing blends that use grapefruit. So there is like a truth to this. Mm-hmm. They're always like grapefruit. So
maybe it's because out of all the citrus oils, that's kind of the most unique one. It doesn't really smell like the other ones.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So grapefruit is a great one, of course. And then neroli is one of my favorite citrus oils. And that's a great one for fours. It's just a superpower oil that interacts with the limbic system, the part of the brain that controls the nervous system. And in doing all of that, it can help like enhance the mood and calm stress, which are two common complaints of a four, their mood and stress. I really like mixing neroli with others because it is a little bit more pricey. So you could mix it in a roller or something like that, like even just with lavender or something simple. It smells like orange blossom. That's what it's made from. Enneagram 5, this one's interesting because I think this is the type that we know the least amount of people. And I interviewed an Enneagram coach, her business is 9 Types Co. And I asked her, is type 5 like less common of a personality type? Or, you know, what's the deal? And she said that fives are just so private. They often, like, if they know their type, they're not going to tell you. They're just so Enneagram 5 is the investigator. They're the most private. They have a very rich inner thought life. They're extremely analytical and very like perceptive. They're who you want nearby though when you need to make a decision. And all of that. However, they know you'll bring up a topic and they're like, oh, I've seen 8 documentaries on that. And you're just like, what? So their core fear is like just, I'm trying to, their core fear is being like invaded, thought of as like incapable, ignorant, that kind of thing. Core desire would be being capable and competent. And then their core longing is your needs are not a problem. 5s, I do not know like an oily 5. Like I said, they're so private. However, my brother is a 5 and I have worked hard at getting him to use essential oils. So I would say 5s are the skeptics of oils at first. Like they need to know the science behind it and all of that good stuff.
Yeah. I'm thinking I definitely, everything you're saying makes me think of a person specifically in my life, in my family, that's a 5. And she loves the essential oils. She loves them. She connects to them very spiritually, but she will never talk about it. She would absolutely never like share it with someone else. You know, like at first when I was starting the business and I was like, oh my gosh, you would be so good at this. Like, you know, you would be great at sharing oils and earning money. And she was just kind of looked at me like I was insane. And now that you're saying this personality, like more about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Cause she's so extremely private.
Yes.
She's not shy. She's just very kind of guarded and private and like, would never talk about her personal oil use like out in public. Yeah.
Yes. And 5s, like if they're going to share about something, they need to know everything about it, right? Because that core fear that I mentioned, they fear being viewed as incompetent, ignorant. And so they are not going to just talk about something without having all the facts. So that, I think what I love hearing about all the types is it really gives you compassion for the people in your life. I keep saying this, but it's so important to just, because, you know, everyone has their little quirks and it's important. So oils for 5 would be orange and patchouli. They are nurturing and calming while also uplifting and invigorating. Perfect pair for the type who loves to think. So orange's uplifting citrus aroma can help with that low energy feeling that 5s can have, and even just kind of sadness and down. So orange is a great one to just add to a roller or in with a diffuser blend or by itself, right? Orange is just so uplifting and makes you happy when you smell it. And then while patchouli is like earthy, it can also help you feel grounded. A commonality you're hearing is like grounded, grounded, grounded. But patchouli can help you feel connected to those around you while also like relieving you from those feelings of anxiousness and all of that. All these grounding oils that I'm mentioning are great to put on your feet. Patchouli on your feet. I know some people don't love the smell of patchouli, so your feet is a great spot for it because you can get the benefits without like wafting the patchouli smell.
I think patchouli gets a bad rap because of it. You know, just the stigma against hippie shops, and you know, if someone's stereotyping, you know, the oily person, they always say patchouli, right? So it kind of gets this bad rap. But if you actually smell authentic patchouli, you know, not the crappy incense that you find in the hippie stores and the knockoffs and the synthetics, like it's actually a really beautiful grounding smelling oil. So don't judge a book by its cover. You gotta give it a try.
Yes, agreed. Okay, the next one is the Enneagram 6. This is my type, actually. So 6s are known as the loyalists. They're loyal, focused, and often pretty witty. So 6s tend to worry a lot and they struggle with anxiety. Healthy 6s are confident and fun to be around, while 6s who haven't done like the tough inner work tend to be more fearful, and that they can often come across as pessimistic. However, it's 6s are like they think of every worst case scenario and they have it all mapped out. And when they're in our lives, we can kind of be like, oh my gosh, that's not going to happen. But they're prepared when things hit the fan. So 6s core fear is fear itself, being without security or guidance. Their core desire is having security, guidance, and support, and their core longing is you are safe. So sixes is actually one of the types that are, there are like subtypes within sixes because it's such a broad amount of people. And so this one's hard for me to say how they show up in the oily world just because it's me.
You're a six.
I'm a six, yes. Yeah. So how I showed up was I just thought it was a bunch of like, just this is some hippie weird stuff, right? I'm so not into it. This is not working. Just super skeptical, right? I would say that sixes are probably skeptical of oils at first. So it takes a trusted person to introduce a six to oils. They have to warm up to it, trust it. But with their name, the loyalist, once they're in, right? They're loyal to the oils, they're loyal. If they start sharing, they're loyal to that. And they're great people to share because they value being authentic. And so they're not going to tell you they like an oil if they don't like it. Calming and grounding oils are perfect for six. So sandalwood is amazing for six. Sandalwood is great for fear. It's calming, has really lots of great calming properties and can lead to a greater sense of security, relaxation, and peace. And lavender, I know I keep saying lavender for different types, but it's the Swiss Army knife, right?
Exactly. It's good for everything.
Yes. So I put sandalwood in roller blends, like I've said, and I also diffuse it with lavender, actually.
I wonder with sixes, you say there's so many different kind of subcategories or types of sixes because sixes' core values really fear or security is right. What I'm hearing.
Yes.
That I feel like childhood, your experience in childhood could just so drastically affect how that personality manifests itself later. Like I'm thinking of a six, a very strong six from your description, who had a very rough childhood. You know, it was very difficult. And it makes me very extra compassionate to just, you know, how things have kind of gone down for him later in life, just realizing, well, it kind of, his core value was security and he didn't really have that as a child, you know, what would that do? And I could see very easily how there's lots of kind of branches of sixes and how that manifests.
Definitely. And of course, like even non-sixes, right? Like our definition of security is going to look different from person to person, mm-hmm. right? Like to me, security could be having people, where to someone else, that could be terrifying depending on their background. And security could mean, you know, a job that's super secure. So it just, you're right that it just is very dependent on their person, their lived experience, and all of that. Okay. The Enneagram 7 is the enthusiast. These are like the party animal, energetic, so fun. Like they are the people that are just, where's the party at? Where's the fun? They make everything fun. They're always up for an adventure and trying new things. Their core fear is being in pain, being deprived, bored. They hate FOMO. They have like major FOMO. Their core desire is to be happy, fully satisfied, and content. And their core longing is you will be taken care of. Sevens are another like pretty easy one to pinpoint just because they are just so fun and all of that. I get mistyped a lot as a seven. So I think sometimes that's where like the behavior thing, right? Like we could act like a certain type, but within it's all about motivation. Sevens show up in the oil world. There are so many top leaders that are sevens, like I mentioned, and sevens are probably the ones always having make and takes, always having like parties or just, you know, all the fun, bath bombs, roller bottles, all the things that make oils fun. They probably are extremely bored by the why and how of essential oils. And when people ask them about that, it's probably just like, who cares?
Who cares? They smell good.
Yeah. Yes. They're not going to. And honestly, the Enneagram is great if you do do the essential oil business. It's great to kind of like, if you could know your customer's typing, to know if you're working with a seven, you can just skip over all the science-y stuff because you're going to bore them, right? But if you're sharing with that type or another type, you can know, okay, sevens love fun. So when I'm sharing about it, I'm just going to talk about how good they smell, how fun they can be, how easy it is, how, you know, and
get a make and take on the calendar.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Whereas if you did that with a one, they'd be like, I honestly don't care how fun it is. Like, how do they work? Why do I need them? So oils for seven is actually peppermint and bergamot. Peppermint can increase focus and invigorate, which can help sevens tap into their superpowers and feel great. It's just such a good one to diffuse and keep sevens like on task and focused and all of that. Sevens can become similar to self-critical ones when they're stressed out. So bergamot can really help by lifting their mood and releasing negative energy. So the eight I already covered, but the oiliness of an eight would be they are going to tell you if you need this oil, right? Like they're not going to be, oh, Susan, I think you would like this. Like they're going to say, Susan, you need lavender. They are like, they're the challenger, right? And if you say, I don't like essential oils, they'll be the first to probably be like, why? They're great. Here's a list of why I need to have them. Eights are amazing. I have a special, and something I forgot to mention about an eight before is they are a major defender of the underdog. They, if they see an injustice, they are going to like, no, that is not okay. I'm going to fight for this person who's, you know, facing injustice. And I love that about eights. So oils for eights would be vetiver. Vetiver really soothes feelings of anger and irritability, emotions that eights often can feel. And it can kind of promote a sense of balance and calm. Vetiver is so yummy in the diffuser with lavender. I love diffusing vetiver. Just you'll want to like tuck it in your bra or your armpit to get it to come out of the bottle because it's thick like syrup. It's
super viscous.
Yes. Yeah. And then the next one would be marjoram. It's like calming, such as chamomile. So it's thought by some cultures to protect the heart. And while eights can come across as prickly, they, and even unapproachable, sometimes that's like a stereotype, but they actually, like I said, have the softest heart. So marjoram can calm and protect their tender heart. Enneagram nine is the peacekeeper. So peacekeepers, they are just the glue that hold us together. They are constantly like seeing things from others' point of view. They can see all sides. Even if they're on your side of this like argument, they can see the other person's side and they're going to advocate for it. They hate conflict and all of that. Their biggest fear is separation or division. Okay, how nines show up, it's similar. Nines and twos get mistyped. So nines show up very similar to twos in the oily world. I would guess that they love making and giving products to people as well, where this is where the motivation comes in. So like the twos are making and giving oils to people to be loved. Nines are doing it usually to keep peace, to let the person know that they care for them, that kind of thing. It's more like for peace and for that kind of thing, where twos is more literally to receive love. Nines are very supportive leaders in the oily world. They're probably like viewed as like selfless leaders, and they welcome all kinds of people in their community. So good oils for nines would be orange. It's very energizing and helps ward off fear and worry and that kind of thing. I've talked about it before, so I won't go too deep into that. And then I know I made a joke about petigreen. But petigreen is actually really great for nines because it's calming and balancing. And you might be thinking, what is petigreen? But it can, like I said, it's just very calming. And it can also be used by ones and sevens because of that loud inner critic. So those are the nine types. It's very normal to think like, I'm all of these types.
Right. And you probably have a little bit of everything in you. Absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely.
We all do. That was so much fun. Oh my goodness. This was so much fun. I just love that self-exploration side of this conversation. It's just so fascinating to look more at what you do and why you do it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Well, Meg, this has been so much fun. I can't wait for people to listen, and they're going to learn so much about themselves. So thank you for breaking that all down for us. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just, what's one self-care practice you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Yeah, so I try to have my morning smoothie every single day. And I can tell when I don't have it.
What's in your morning smoothie?
So I do frozen fruit and then some Ningxia Red, athletic greens, and then like ground flax and chia seeds, a banana, and then just water.
It's starting the day off
right. Easy, right?
There you go. And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Yeah, so I feel like I'm going to go with shame and negative self-talk. Because this whole episode is about like growth and change, and shame corrodes the part of our brain that believes that we can change. So if we're talking to ourselves with shame-filled language, we won't grow and change. So we have to ditch shame.
And replace it with?
Yeah, like empathy and love and acceptance.
Thank you again, Meg. This has been wonderful. And I highly encourage everyone, go check out the Whimsy and Wellness podcast you guys recently launched. And it's so great. Whimsyandwellness.com as well. Great place to shop for super unique essential oil accessories. It's one of my favorite oily accessory sites. I just love it. And Meg, you are on Instagram at SincerelyMegRyan. Where else can people connect with you?
Yeah, so we have a podcast Instagram also, which is at Whimsy Wellness Podcast. And I demanded, you guys, just kidding, but I got you a Whimsy Wellness discount just for your listeners for anything on the site. We actually have like an Enneagram roller set that comes with 3 rollers and then a sticker sheet for your type. So once you figure out your type, you can grab that. But it's 10% off the whole Whimsy and Wellness site if you just use code REVOLUTION at checkout. You'll get 10% off.
Very cool. Thank you again, Meg, for sharing your wisdom with us here today on the Essential Oil Revolution. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're looking for any of the resources mentioned in today's episode, they should be just below wherever you're listening to this podcast in the show notes section, or you can find all of the notes on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com. Tune in every Tuesday for brand new episodes of the Essential Oil Revolution. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.